Good morning. Today I will continue speaking on the topic which we started last week, maintaining hope in the midst of the prevailing coronavirus pandemic. Last month, I spoke about faith, maintaining our faith in our awesome God, who is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and who does what his sovereign will decides. The text I used then was Jeremiah 32, in which God was bringing to pass the judgment prophesied against his people in Judah, who had disobeyed him, turned to other gods, and engaged in abominable practices. The judgment had happened as prophesied, and many people from Judah and Jerusalem were killed, and the rest carried off into Babylonian captivity, including their king Zedekiah. Jeremiah, the prophet of God who had predicted this awful judgment, is known as the weeping prophet. The book of Lamentations, written by Jeremiah, records the anguish of soul that the prophet experienced when God's judgment fell on the land. You know, I wonder, how do we feel when we hear of the devastation, the suffering and death being experienced by the nations of the world? Jeremiah knew right well that Judah had sinned against God and that they deserved punishment. But instead of feeling any sense of satisfaction or vindication as a prophet, he actually experienced anguish of soul. Let us hear the weeping prophet's cry. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she who was great among the nations. The princess among the provinces has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. There was mass slaughter of people. The city of Jerusalem had been plundered and Solomon's temple destroyed. Then followed 70 years of captivity in Babylon. In Lamentations chapter 1, 1 to 3, the prophet bemoaned the conditions of his nation. The conditions were worse than a pandemic. How could hope be found in this desperate and dismal situation? The prophet tells us further in the book of Lamentations, "This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Lamentations 3, 21 to 26. What are the reasons for hope in the midst of the prevailing pandemic? According to Jeremiah, in this portion of scripture, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Our God is a God of judgment. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He is a balanced God. All his attributes speak to who he is. And today we can assert that he is a God of compassion. Because of his mercies, we are not consumed. His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Psalm 136 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Though he enacts judgment, he's a God of mercy. And so we can have hope. We can look to his mercies because they fail not. Secondly, the prophet says, "Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him." God is unchangeable. He is faithful. He will not leave us nor forsake us. He has promised and he will perform. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to those who seek him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We cannot hurry God. God is working out his sovereign purpose. God is never taken by surprise. Believe it or not, my friends, God has decreed what is happening. His sovereign will prevails. He is God, and he is in charge. The psalmist David says, Psalm 27, verse 14, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." We must patiently wait, and whilst we're waiting, we must pray. We must pray with sincerity. We must intercede. We must be purveyors of hope in this time. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." When we wait, we are expressing our faith. And when we express faith in the future, we are exercising hope. We are confidently expecting our God to deliver in his own time and in his own way. Let me say to you that you need to take charge of your emotions. We need to recognize that with our God in charge, we can have hope. In Psalm 42, verse 5 and verse 11, and Psalm 43, verse 5, there are three almost identical verses. The writer says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Clearly, the writer was speaking to himself. Hope is a sermon you preach to yourself. Command your soul, hope in God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. Hope in God. Trust him. Word of God says, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Yes, we can have hope in the midst of the prevailing coronavirus pandemic.